Wu Massacre in stores now. Pick that up. bestofbothofficers.com.
That's right. It is the Backstage Pass, 877-60-HIP-HOP. We got another special guest on line 11.
What up, Envy?
What's going on, my dude? What's popping?
Yeah.
What's up, Rizzo Resurrecting the Nesta, baby? Golden Nesta.
What up, Rez?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing.
I'm all good. I'm on salary right now. I'm on the Rock. You know what I mean? The Rock that started it all. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's sliding through. Shout y'all out. Hear y'all on the radio. Blasting that Meth Chef joint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course, we got the Wu Massacre album in stores. And I asked earlier, when we getting this Wu-Tang album? So, perfect person to ask. When we getting this Wu album?
Yeah, like we said, me and Tony, we've been talking about it. So, we trying to, you know, we're going to make it happen. You know, maybe we got a lot of ideas. We building on, taking it day by day, step by step. But right now, the energy is right. You know what I mean? So, everything starts with energy. You know what I mean?
Right.
And right now, the energy is right. And, you know, and, I think we're gonna come together and cook up a perfect stew. You know what I mean?
I'm seeing the energy is good because I'm seeing you in credits other than music. I'm seeing you acting now, getting your act on.
Guaranteed, you know what I mean? You know we got to conquer that silver screen. You know what I mean?
What check is better, that music or that movie?
I'm saying cash rule everything around you, so it don't matter what you get it from, just get it. You know what I mean? I don't care if you get it from scraping the concrete, get the cash. You know what I mean? So we can't really, you know, I don't compare. You know what I mean? You know, never forget this, Envy. Yeah. We all started as artists. You know, even you as a DJ, you had to get those two turntables and hustle to get them up. And when you got them up, you couldn't let your fingers get off that wax. Whether they pay you or not, you're going to still be scratching, right?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. That's what it's over. So we love what we do, yo, first and foremost. Now, when they want to pay a hill for me to do it, I do take hills. You know what I mean? I do take hills.
Now, what you working on next? Because I know you're doing a lot of soundtracks and a lot of different movie stuff. And how did you get involved with that? Because you're not working with no C-list producers or C-list directors. You're working with some A's.
Yeah, I've been blessed to be with the A-class people, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I'm an A-class dude. So, you know, the elite going to roll with the elite. And I'm just keeping it real positive and focused like that. You know, people recognize my talent, and I recognize theirs. And they recognize the woo. The woo, you know, helped spark a lot of energy in the world. And the energy comes back to us in many forms, you know what I mean? Even you got this new album, the Wu-Tang Massacre, on Def Jam, where even you just get Ray, Ghost, and Meth get together, and they're able to come and put a product together. It's like the force of energy we got. And I ain't saying that just to be patting myself on the back. My energy, G, is universal energy that, you know, that still, after all these years, I don't see another comic coming like this. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, maybe it comes once in a lifetime, and we still here. That lifetime is still going on for us.
Right. Now, when you produce, because, I mean, with you with the Wu, as far as your production is concerned, it's like y'all got a good marriage. It's like them sounds that you got. When you go in the studio to make these type of records, like, what do you try to do? What sound are you trying to get? What kind of songs are you trying to do?
Well, one thing is, like, with the Wu, is like, I'll say even for myself, you know, working with the Wu is like my greatest, you know, my greatest peak of creativity. And so when I get around those brothers, my creativity level increases. And so that causes me to come with all kind of formulas. And it caused them to come with all kind of formulas. And when these formulas mix together, you know, see, the public love it, yo.
Right.
And we can't really define what it is. It's just like, you know, you get carrot cake from many places, or you get different dishes from different places, but is there some restaurants that know how to hook it up, yo?
Right.
You know what I mean? And when we come together, just when we get that energy in that room, you know, it just makes magic, yo, in his own right, you know what I mean?
Right. Now we're talking to RZA. Ghost is here. The album's in stores tomorrow. The Wu Massacre, you wanna holler? 877-60-HIP-HOP. Now we asked him earlier about how he felt about different hip hop and lyrics in hip hop right now. How do you feel about lyrics right now?
Well, for us hip hop, you know what I mean? You know, hip hop is gonna always be hip hop, you know what I mean? We got the rap game to me, and we got the hip hop game. The rap game is back when, you know, the rap game been around just as long as the hip hop game. And I mean by that, it's like even when we was doing hip hop and you had people like KRS-One, you know, the teacher, and you had Rakim, you know, considered one of the best lyricists, you still had MC Hammer out telling everybody, you know what I mean?
Right.
You still had Vanilla Ice, Young MC, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you still had you know, Luke and them coming through 69. So you still have that kind of rap, which is just somebody rapping over a beat, but then you have hip hop. Hip hop makes you make a hip hop is more of a movement.
Right.
It makes you do something. Hip hop is when hip hop was first heard, it made a brother from the Bronx jump in the air, spin on his head,
right.
and break dance. You know what I mean? That's hip hop. It make you just can't control yourself. So to me, rap is kind of more prominent right now. You know, and even though I know like Will I Am and them, those are my buddies. You know, I think he's Taboo. Those are my boys. I hang out with them in L.A. But they make rap music to me. You know what I mean? They make it, you know, it's clubby. But hip hop is something that's different, son. And when you hear it, gee, it just makes you drive faster. It pumps your blood up. You think it goes into your consciousness. You know what I mean? That's what we make. And
absolutely.
So that right there, I think we got a lack of that in the game. And but you know, brother's trying to bring it back. You got a lot of different young MCs coming up doing their thing. And last thing I would say, though, is that regardless whether it's rap or hip-hop, this form of music is feeding a lot of families. It fed a lot of us up here on the East Coast, and we had a lot of new houses and new homes and new cars. It went down to the West Coast. They got new houses, new homes, and new cars. The 30 South got their homes and cars. Now, you know, the Midwest trying to get their homes. You know, hip-hop has been a real special thing for the urban community in general, yo. So we got to keep definitely celebrating it, and no matter who gets the belt, no matter if it goes to London for a minute, and it goes to the hoods of London, as long as it's bringing families out of the hood and feeding families and bringing them to another level to where they can reach a higher consciousness, we got to praise it and respect it.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you checking in, RZA.
Yes, sir, my lord.
And we look forward to that Wu-Tang album. You be safe out there.
Tony Starks, yo, shut me out, baby, on my head.
I got you.
877-60-HIP-HOP, the Wu Massacre album in stores tomorrow. Self's going to go back in the mix. Call us up. We'll get you on the air. Let's go.